You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys.
Hey, hello, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Nope, not even close anymore. Bob Newhart's back. You can call me Daryl.
Really?
Daryl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Daryl or his brother Daryl?
Yeah.
Which one? Well, his other brother Daryl.
Right. Ah.
Damn, we just lost our slot.
We were so close. He's like 100. Does he really need it? Oh, come on, man. Bob, give us a break, man.
Suzanne Pleshette is immortal.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
I only showed up because you promised me scotch.
That's why you're here.
I mean, I said I had laryngitis, but I said scotch, okay, I'm in.
Peaty, heavy peaty scotch. It's your favorite kind.
Yes. My favorite.
And good old boy Harm.
Boy, thanks for having me, Bob. This is a good day to be in the basement. I really enjoyed the whiskeys today.
See, that's why I have him, because, you know.
I often lie to you, Bob, but not today. Not today.
So, like, you know, when whiskey comes in for the show, I send everybody out emails, and but when certain whiskeys come in, I just send it to him.
Yeah, that's right. This show made my day. It's perfect.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mine too.
And go to and go to boy Justin.
Usually I have coffee morning and whiskey nights, but I have coffee morning and whiskey morning, so it's a good morning.
Yeah. This is the best way to start a morning. It's Super Bowl weekend, so it's a super way to start a super Sunday.
Taylor Swift, I hear he's fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going there. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2, from Seven Seals, we have the Seven Seals Portwood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, and the Seven Seals Peated Portwood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. From Sangam, we have their World Malt Whiskey. We have a Cavalon Vino Barrique and Unholy Alliance Special Barrel. And we have Lagavulin 16-Year Single Malt Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings against my better judgment.
So today we found Psy from South Korea.
There is no reason for Psy to be here, but go ahead.
Well, we are drinking Sangam style.
Sangam?
We're going to Whoopum Gangnam style,
is
but
Hindi.
We're drinking Sangam.
God, you guys are killing me.
One sip.
Don't worry, your mom doesn't listen to this show.
No, she doesn't.
You know why? You're on it.
I'm on it, yeah. Because I dropped out of med school. Everything after that is, I'm dead to her.
Well, then you could be Maury, so you would end up in the same place.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Why worry? Except he's sick and you're not.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Sip ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Gangnam Style.
Water.
I don't know if you just, well, he's really raging for this.
I don't. If you just say Gangnam Style, yeah. I don't think that really works.
Couldn't he do it in an Elmer Fudd voice and just say Gangnam? Yeah. Hey, it's two sips and it's very, very good. That's Gangnam Style.
Two sips. Nice, bud. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
There you go. Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another, Gangnam Style.
That's classified.
That's Don Pardo, I'm pretty sure.
In my head, it was like an anime Japanese dude, you know, trying to be really macho.
Oh, you know what he could be? What's his name? Ted from the Love Boat. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Ted from the Love Boat.
He was the guy who was Marcy's second husband on Married with Children. The good-looking guy was like a Ken doll. Every time he goes on a show, that's when the show ends.
Every guy from LA over 50?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we've been there.
Five sips. Whoop 'em. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I didn't buy any of it.
No. I'm pretty sure that,
Canceled again.
Let's just.
I'm the best at being the worst at impressions.
Why don't we move on and just pretend none of this ever happened? Let's just all agree that none of this ever happened and talk about the whiskeys.
Forget about the ratings.
All right, Brent. So tell us about our first whiskey.
Okay. So this is... We're going to talk about the Oren Company. It's a blended Scotch whiskey is the newest creation from Perfect Fifth, an American independent Scotch whiskey bottler known for its rare, ultra-premium, single-cask Scotch whiskeys.
I've never heard of them before, but I want more now.
I've known of them for years. Yeah.
Are they in Florida?
Bring me a representative. They have some really good stuff.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. Sorry.
So Oren blended Scotch whiskey was blended by a whiskey expert, Jim Murray, author of the Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible. That's a big name, you know.
About as big as you can get in the business.
Jim Murray has long served as a behind-the-scenes blender for many distilleries worldwide. But his partnership with the Perfect Fifth is his first public foray into an official blending role with a company, allowing his 40 years of sensory experience as a whiskey taster, blender, and evaluator to shine in his new position. Murray designed Oren to be an old-school blend recognizable to whiskey lovers of the heyday of blended whiskey some 100 years ago. Oren, which means song in Gaelic, is a harmonious blend of the finest grains and single malts, unveiling layers of flavor much like the musical layers in a melody. A total of 11 different casks were used to make both blend number 1 and blend number 2. Some of the casks were split between both blends, but with differing ratios. Both blends are limited releases containing only 465 bottles each. So our first one is the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend number 1, 50% ABV, 100 proof. So blend number 1 is composed exclusively of ex-bourbon casks and is a blend of 50% single malt whiskeys and 50% single grain whiskeys.
That's a very high portion of single malt for a blended scotch.
Yeah,
very
high. That is high.
Yeah, your typical Johnny Walker is
20 to 30.
Yeah.
So the blend consists of 21-year-old single grain, 34-year-old single grain. That's up there. You know?
Well, single grain actually needs time to age properly, so this is good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
So 18-year-old Pulteney, two different casks of 12-year-old Ardmore, 12-year-old Miltendoff, and 13-year-old Tamnivoulin, 24-year-old Glen Grant, and 16-year-old Old Orkney whiskeys.
I love the pause you do before every name you pronounce because you're thinking about it.
Yep.
I like that.
He wants to do it right.
He's
a boy.
I told you I could probably not mispronounce too many of these names in this one.
Yeah, I like it.
You know? So the color of this one is really light. It's a straw color. Just like straw right off the field, you get that kind of color, light straw color to it. On the nose, you get a lot of fruits. You get... I'm just getting like a little fruit bomb. You know, I get some cherries. I get some peaches. Getting a little bit of a melon on it. It's nice. It's just light and refreshing, kind of on your nose there.
It's very sunshiny.
Yeah, on the palate, it's a very forward palate. Reminded me of like a Mexican chocolate with a black pepper and raspberries.
I think that came after the water, though.
Yeah, but you need. Well, no, that came before the water. Yeah, but you need to add a little bit of water to this, and it really kind of expands the mouthfeel to it. Because it was very front forward early on, and then when you added a couple drops of water, it really smoothed it all out. It was more covering your entire palate after that. You know, it needed a couple drops of water. Finish, I kind of think the finish was a little bit short for me, and that was the only kind of downside I had to it. What did you think there, Harm?
I agree with you pretty much around the board. I mean, the thing to me, at first it's a light smoke. I get that right away. And the candied fruit comes out underneath. You mentioned cherries. I like their white cherries. They're not like those dark red cherries. These are white cherries, like those Washington State ones. And then I got...
Washington State, I'm pretty
apples
sure.
Apples and pears.
You know.
Whatever, yeah. Elitist. Mm-hmm. Apples, pears.
Unlike you, we don't see color.
There's a little bit of cake batter, but cocoa is just a hint. And then when you put it on when you taste it... I found it was astringent, like right at first without any water, a little astringent, a little bit high in alcohol. Then it was juicy fruit, and then the pepper came out. We put water in it, and it exploded with cocoa.
Boom.
Just exploded. Like for me, the water really brought the cocoa before, because before I wasn't appreciating the chocolate as much as you did, because it was just too astringent on my palate.
Well, it was very front forward to me on the before we had the water. Mm-hmm. I was like... It was like nothing into the middle and the back of the palate, and I needed the water, and it just like
water
covers.
Made it oilier.
Oh yeah,
made the coat the whole palate.
The viscosity went way up.
Just a couple drops of water. Yeah. Nothing, nothing.
Chocolate raisins, and it was like kind of chewy. It was really nice. I enjoyed this,
Justin.
So for me, it was like I was in the kitchen right after someone cleaned it with Fabuloso. And then I'm drinking Ghirardelli hot chocolate, and then I had some Raisin Bran. But I really liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Why drink the whiskey when you can just have a Fabuloso?
Well, sometimes I can't be in my kitchen.
First off, it's fabulous, and second off, it's purple. I mean,
yeah. I'm not putting it down. I think it was very good.
Do they get Fabuloso in other states?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure they do. But, I mean, it's, you know, down here we have it because it's such a big Latin population. Yeah. You know.
Guy who cleans my house from Uruguay. So, explains it.
That explains it. Well, we'll be back with Fabuloso.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing blend number one from Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey. Justin was just rambling about cleaning products, so we're just going to pretend we didn't hear any of that. I really, this one on the nose for me, it's just bright. You know what it reminds me of? That brightness, like when we did Nika Days. Remember that? It was like sunshine in a glass.
Nika Days was totally sunshine in a glass, but it was more apple and pear.
Yeah,
but this is
the same thing. It's very bright on the nose. Very sunshiny.
It's still there. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Very bright, very welcoming on the nose. And this is one, and we preach this on the show all the time, folks. Have water around when you're drinking whiskey. A lot of whiskey benefits from water. Some, it doesn't make any difference. A very Summit. Small there's amount, it will wash out. But try it. Definitely try it. And on this one, when I tasted it, I'm like, this is pretty good whiskey. But once I put that water in, it turned into basically abueli to, you know, the Mexican grandmother hot chocolate. I mean, it was fantastic.
But the fruit is still there. It's not just all chocolate. Mm. We keep emphasizing the chocolate, but I still get the fruit. I think this is the whiskey you would put on the rocks.
The fruit is on the front. The fruit's in the front, but the whole back palate is the chocolate.
This is a whiskey you would put on the rocks, and it would stand up to those rocks. It'd be really great.
Yeah, I mean, overall, a fantastic whiskey, and Jim Murray's the blender. I mean,
check it wrong.
Yeah, the guy knows what he's doing. I mean, I trust. If there's anybody's palate in the whiskey industry that I trust his. So, we're going to be rating the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2 is 50% ABV, 100 proof. Blend Number 2 distinguishes itself with the addition of sherried cask components. The blend consists of a 21-year-old single grain, a 34-year-old single grain, an 18-year-old Putney, two different casks of 12-year-old Ardmore, 12-year-old Milton Duff, and 13-year-old Tom of Olin. The 24-year-old Glen Grant and 12-year-old Speyside malt with 16-year-old Orkney whiskeys. Now, they say Orkney whiskeys. There's only two distilleries on Orkney, Highland Park and Scapa.
Scapa.
Because who owns Highland Park? I'm guessing this is Scapa, right? Or no, that'll be Highland Park, right? It'll be Highland Park.
I think it's
they're
probably,
not naming them.
Tastes like Highland Park.
Yeah, it tastes like. Yeah, Scapa they would name because Scapa doesn't care. But Highland Park would make you pay.
I'm not familiar with
Scapa,
but.
Highland Park would make you pay. But anyway, so I'm guessing that. It's a beautiful reddish gold. Well, actually, the color has changed back to the water I've had in this glass. I'm sitting here. The redness has gone out. It's back to straw. The nose, sweet. Just sweet and like nondescript fruits. And then a little grassy. Then I get very simple, soft smoke, but it's not, it's like a whisper, just a whisper of smoke. And then some beautiful vanilla and a little bit of cinnamon coming out. On the palate, it was all melon, honeydew melon and red pepper. Let's see, try it again. Mm. Hasn't changed much. But what happened was we did add water to this whiskey, increased the melon quite a bit, and the red pepper went to white pepper. It's more mellow. My problem was the finish is a little odd, or it was a little odd the first time I tasted it, and it ended a little bitter. That bitterness has gone away with air, but it just didn't bring out the sherry that I was expecting. Bob, did you get that sherry?
I get a little bit more of it on the nose, not so much on the palate, but...
I expect, you know, candied fruit from sherry. I don't get
it. Here's the thing. I don't think he was shooting for a sherry bomb.
No,
I think he was
not.
Just shooting for that hint. And if that's what he was shooting for, I think he nailed it, you know? It's got a beautiful... See, that the grassiness, that sweetness...
That could be any Highland. I don't get the sherry.
It's got a pretty, pretty nose, a little bit of vanilla on it. Just that sweet, sweet candied fruit, but on the
I'm
palate.
Expecting, I mean, it doesn't have to be in the nose. Sherry can be on the palate.
Mm-hmm. But on the palate, it's that beautiful melon, that honeydew, a little bit of cantaloupe for me. But with the water, that pepper, the white pepper really comes out. That creaminess that you get from white pepper that you don't get with black pepper or red pepper.
Yeah, it doesn't prickle.
Yeah, it's always got that sort of coating mouth feel on white pepper, and that's what you're getting on this. It's a lovely whiskey. Absolutely.
Again,
lovely.
Nothing you've said to me says sherry.
Yeah. No.
Brent, what do you say?
Yeah, so on the nose, I kind of felt like I was like hanging out in a grass field over in Scotland, you know, overlooking the coast.
Fields,
you
know, of heather. Somewhere.
Yeah, and somewhere
like,
there.
Like Julie Andrews dancing in a field, you know.
Yeah, there was this girl I knew in college.
And, you know, and they get and
she still doesn't.
And every once
calls.
In a while, you just get
not
this.
At all.
Yeah. And every once in a while, you just get this light whiff of smoke that just kind of like passes by that somebody's got a campfire going around, but it's not like it's so light that you just it's like you
yeah,
hardly
it's a
notice
whisper.
It.
It's just yeah,
yeah,
distance.
Yeah. It's just like it's like the hint like, on your clothes, you know, yeah, after but, being near a fire. It's
yeah, you nailed it on the palate.
It's lovely.
I have fruit snack of honeydew with white pepper.
Yeah,
it's just you nailed it right there. So, Justin.
So when I first started nosing this, I got like marshmallow and oak and white pepper. And then after about an hour, I got a lot of lemon pledge on the nose.
What are you talking about?
That's what I got.
This guy is sniffing fabuloso. So.
He's on a cleaning product run today.
You know what? I damn it, Justin, I want to agree with you. Why?
I just call him the way I see him. Even if it sounds ridiculous, it's what I taste.
There's a little lemon pledge on the nose.
Yeah. I didn't get it in the beginning, but now I'm getting it. And on the palate, I got like marzipan and raisins. And
see, the raisin is a sherry note, but I still don't get it. You taste it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And on the finish, it was woody.
Just a little bit.
But then the wood went away after an hour. Now it's just...
It was
just
too woody earlier.
It was too woody, but it was woody. And now it's just like a normal scotch finish, like malt.
The raisiny bit, I get it. I mean, if you get it, swirl it around your mouth and get it on the tip of the tongue.
All right.
You know, it's not overpowering.
I think we could have used more sherry if you were going for a sherry bomb.
I know y'all think I spent too much time with cleaning products.
And that's the thing.
Maybe it's true.
I don't think he was going for a sherry bomb.
I think you like to follow your Uruguayan cleaning man.
Yeah.
Hey, he's very nice.
You're probably pretty creepy, Justin. You're probably pretty creepy.
Is it Agador Spartacus? I'm just saying.
He loved my dog. I love my dog. It's all good.
Yeah, we got a rating. We need to get away from Justice Cleaning Products.
So we're going to rate. We're going to rate the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2, an extremely well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Again, I didn't expect any less. It's Jim Murray. I mean, yeah, it's good. They're both great.
I think you're being a little generous on this one, but that's me.
If you see it, grab it. So
yeah.
Well, that takes us on to our next whiskeys. So we're going to have Justin tell us a little bit about them.
So, we're going to talk about Seven Seals. It's a brand of whiskey from Switzerland. Ooh, I love Switzerland. Using 3-year triple distilled single malt sourced from the Langetun Distillery in Aarwangen, Switzerland, Seven Seals further finishes the whiskey using their patented Stockhausen method before bottling. This process, created by Dr. Dolph Stockhausen, is a process whereby the whiskey is exposed to more surface area of specially treated wood. The wood is not charred, but it is exposed to much lower temperature to efficiently bring out the wood sugars, vanillin, and other chemical compounds contained in the wood. The whiskey is non-chill filtered and has no color added. So, on the nose, I think there might have been something wrong with this one.
What is it?
I got rotting onion, sulfur, and potpourri. It's Seven Seals Portwood finish, single malt whiskey, 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof. And on the nose, I got rotting onion, sulfur, potpourri. On the palate, absinthe and port. And on the finish, it was weird. What did you think, Harmeet?
Well, I can't fault you for any of those notes, actually, Justin, which is weird. But you have not described a cleaning product that has this color.
Yeah.
It's a reddish gold. I don't have any cleaning products to give you.
This
looks like Pine Sol.
It does.
Everything is a cleaning product today.
See, Justin uses the cheaper cleaning products. And of course,
Brent uses the name brand
Pine Sol.
Pine Sol doesn't have an O on it. It's just Pine Sol.
It's the color of Pine Sol. But anyway, the nose.
Justin's comes from Kazakhstan. So, I mean,
yeah.
So there's a hint of peat smoke there.
It was a dollar.
It's
what do you want?
It's there, but what I got was sulfury apricot, because you know they use sulfur to preserve dried fruits, which is normal, and it's used to preserve sherry casks. But this whole process they're talking about, this Dolph Stockhausen's process, there shouldn't be any sulfur coming out. But this is kind of weird. There's something wrong with this barrel. You said like onion, like rotting onion and sulfury fruit. And the palate to me was ginger and rubber bands.
Yeah.
Like freshly stretched
ginger on the finish.
It should not be that way.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with this. I added water to it and it brought out bitter oak and more rubber bands. And then as this sat in the glass, I kept coming back to it because it's on the edge of being really nice, but it's weird. I've not mentioned a nice tasting note, but before we get waves of caramel, you get waves of sweet candied fruit, you get waves of baking bread, you get waves of sweet like panettone, right?
Yeah.
But then it goes away and comes back to rubber bands.
Yep. Yep.
There's something off with this. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, on the nose, I do get some peaches, some apricots, and I get that with a little bit of hint of sulfur and stuff. But yeah, that rubber band note that you mentioned just keeps coming back. And the same thing with the palate. I got peach.
At least onion didn't get worse.
No, I didn't really get the onion off so much, you know, but I got peach and honey and light pepper and a little bit of gingerbread there. But you would think that all those notes that you would say like, oh, that's a great note. But then you have a rubber band note that
underneath,
just kind of
and bitter
that just kind of takes away from those pleasant notes. So, you know, it's a mixed boat for me. Not really my style. You know, but I mean, somebody's gonna enjoy this.
Somebody might like it.
Yeah.
Bob, would that be somebody? Be you?
Not particularly. No. I mean, here's the thing. God knows we've had better and we've had worse. It definitely. I'm just thinking there was something. Maybe this was they had a bad barrel in this batch.
Yeah.
Because I'm picking up on the I pick up on the sulfur. Definitely, that there's a sulfurous thing, and that's where you're getting sort of that onion thing, because that's
hydrogen sulfide.
It's the hydrogen sulfide in the onions that make your eyes peel and all. Yeah,
sulfuric acid in here makes your eyes burn.
Yeah, so it's and I'm with Harm. It's like if you try and smell through that, there's actually some
beautiful stuff.
There's some really good stuff in here. So I'm just wondering if this was a bad bottle or a bad batch. You know, cause it, there's something like definitely different. But underneath I can
not
definitely
a good
see
different.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's, you know, I mean, again, I've had far worse, you know, but judging it on its merits for what we have, you know, it's two sips. So,
well, isn't that nice?
And I think the reason that all of us are thinking that there's something wrong with this one is because we have two more from them, which are perfectly fine. So our next whiskey is from Seven Seals, and it's the Portwood, or it's the Sherrywood finish single malt whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. It's got a really pretty nose.
It's reddish gold.
Yeah, there's definitely a reddish tint there. But there's a nice sweetness to it. I get a little bit of the raisiny on it. There's some toffee notes in it.
Burnt toffee.
Yeah, and there's a nuttiness. I don't know if it's almonds, but there's a nuttiness on the tip of the nose. And then on the palate. On the palate, there's a chocolatiness there, almost like a milk chocolate, and a little bit of Dutch cocoa, a little bit of that bitterness from the Dutch cocoa. Yeah, and perfectly fine. What'd you think, Justin?
So this kind of reminded me of what was under all the weird notes in the last one.
Yeah. Without the
peat.
Without the off-putting notes, this is the good stuff.
Like if you added peat to the underlying one from the other one, it would be like this. I got like five spice and port.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a five spice there.
And then
on the finish,
yeah, on the palate I got the five spice came through. On the finish it was started out sweet, and now that it's been open an hour, it's more spice. Like the umami from a good ramen or something. What'd you think, Bob?
Well, I'm the one who started it, so go to somebody else.
What do you think, Brent?
Justin's been drinking.
I've been drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
No,
here's the thing. Once in a while, something comes out of the boy. The five spice is definitely there, and he's absolutely right. There is sort of an umami in there.
Chinese five spice, I get that
I'm getting
star anise and nutmeg and whatever else they put in there stuff.
Yeah, the one thing I'm learning with this, with the Seven Seals, is that it's not my palate. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not the Scotch drinker. Everybody knows that. But, you know, there's a lot of Scotches I do like, but this is not one of them that.
It's not a lot. There's a few you like.
Yeah.
If you're going to come over to Brent's house hoping for Seven Seals, there isn't any there.
And there's no Scotches out there.
There's no Ardbeg. There's